Happy Monday, motherfucker! Welcome to the podcast! I'm here for you, okay? I'm here to talk to you about my feelings and my thoughts and all that shit. I'm just joking. Mostly just my thoughts. Because I exclude my feelings from as much shit as possible. I actually think that since I started to do that, like in work and stuff, I get really emotional real quick when I start watching a movie. Like if I turn a movie on, like right before like the saddest thing is about to happen, like a minute before, I feel like I want to cry. Like, like because I ignore so much emotion that like because of that, when I go ahead and watch like a movie and a time where it's like completely okay to be vulnerable with your emotions about things, I just am immediately like, oh shit, he's gonna die, oh fuck no. That's my crying voice inside my head. It's fucking,
oh fuck no, please, oh no, I don't want him to die.
That's ridiculous. Holy shit, a lot of traffic right now. So yeah, so I'm driving home again, you know, like always, like every day, you know, like I do from work. And I don't think I sound tired, but apparently I look tired, according to my coworker and my barber, because I told my barber, like, I work a lot. And I told her, oh, I do this, I do this, I do this. Like basically it's four core things that I do. I'm happy with, and like skateboarding, professional skateboarding, which isn't, I mean, it's not really, it's, I don't know, it's completely subjective, but I have a board and I'm considered pro to my board company that I skate for. So pro board company. Market manager, graphic designer for medical device company. 3, graphic designer, market manager person for a skin therapy company. And 4, my app. Obviously, that's like the thing. I think I talk and think about that the most. Like, what should I make? Like, I don't really put too much thought into what should I make anymore. I just kind of make shit, and that's what I do. I just make shit, and I think it's cool, and I make it. If I don't think it's cool, I won't make it. And for right now, this guy let me into this little thing here. Hello, thank you. I was gonna wave at him, but I have one hand holding my phone on my lap and my other hand driving, so yeah, I need to get gas right now. I'm going behind this car to get gas. I totally forgot that I had to get gas, so now, oh shit, I don't fit here. So now I probably look kind of weird if I'm talking to my phone while, actually no, I'm just gonna fucking hold my phone up to my ear like I'm fucking talking on the phone while I'm getting gas. But anyways, so yeah, oh, I had this obvious genius idea that I didn't have before, and it's so obvious and so stupid obvious. I boost posts on my Instagram for okay, I don't know what just happened. That shit got disconnected or something. I'm just gonna add on to what I was talking. I don't even know where it cut off. But the last thing, see, I fucking forgot what I was gonna fucking say. Now I don't even know what I was talking about. And I felt like it was gonna be really good, and it was gonna be super sweet and super cool and like so much exciting shit I was about to fucking say. It was gonna be real lit, real hyphy, hype, real nice. But I totally forgot. I'm driving around this little business park area thing because there's a bunch of construction shit going on around it, so I'm driving around it to see if there's anything to skate, because you know, skateboarding, that's what you do when you skateboard. You just drive around shit and look around to see if you see something that, oh, I could skate off that or onto that or into that or around that or under that or to the side of that or on the bump of that or down that or up that or something that, you know, like, the possibilities are endless. Okay, yeah, I don't see anything here. I'm just gonna turn around and leave. But, shit, I wish I remember what I was gonna say, because I felt like it was cool. Or, like, I thought it was cool. Well, shit. I don't fucking know. But, anyways, I was thinking about what I was thinking about right now when I was, in the car, or when I was getting gas, that I heard. I mean, I've said this before, like, in an earlier podcast, I'm pretty sure, but I'm not really sure, is that, you know, like, honesty or whatever, you know, it's hard to be honest about shit, which is, like, I was listening to a podcast with the drama, is he still DJ Drama, or is he still even Drama? I don't even know what his name is. Rob Dyrdek's cousin? That's also, like, really famous, or not really famous, but he's pretty famous. I mean, he's famous to me, at least. I think he's a cool dude, but he has a podcast, and he had Gary Vee on his podcast, and they're talking, and he was talking about how, like, there's a rich, or how there's, like, kids that, oh, I do have Monster still. There's kids that, show, like, oh, look at me live this life, and they're, like, rich or whatever, acting rich, like, I could show you how to get this life, like, whatever, and in reality, it's, like, their parents pay for their life or something like that. I never want to fucking be that person. That's so fucking stupid. Like, why would you lie about being successful? Because then it's just like, well, you're fucking not. Like, like, how are you gonna tell somebody to be successful when you're not? That's like a fucking fat personal trainer. Like, no, yeah, just keep doing those sit-ups while I sit here and eat this hoagie. I think a hoagie is a sandwich, I'm not sure, but it sounds like a fat person thing to eat. But anyways, I just, like, I don't get that. Because what I'm saying that I said before is that I've said before that, you know, I could move out and, like, struggle, basically, or I could stay with my amazing family, which I do, and they definitely help support me being able to be in San Diego. I wouldn't be shit without my family right now. Like, I would be living in a really shitty apartment and barely making any money and definitely not able to pursue the things I want to pursue. And I see that, and I realize that, and it's fucking awesome. I mean, I'm pretty sure I said this before, like, but it's just, like, it's just completely, like, I don't know, I've told my dad before, like, I'm so, so happy and grateful for my life. Like, it's insane when I think about it. Like, when you think outside of yourself and outside of the bubble that you're in, that I am in San Diego, one, which is completely fucking crazy, because the rest of the world, like a lot, like, the rest of the world knows about San Diego, but a fucking nobody, not the rest of the world, knows about Modesto, California. That's the only place that I can think of that is, like, really random, and, like, my brother-in-law is from there, and, like, there's a ton of little places in the world that, the majority of everyone doesn't live in San Diego, and the majority of everyone lives in some place that nobody really knows about. But the majority of people, I feel, know about California and San Diego, and they think of it and envy it and think that it's great, because it is. And it's awesome. I'm so happy that I live here. And the even crazier thing about it is that I could be, like, a little poor kid in Mexico, if my grandma and my grandpa and my nana and my tata, which is my other grandma and grandpa, we differentiated them between calling, like, my mom's mom and dad, we call them nana and tata, and then my dad's mom and dad, we call them grandma and grandpa. But anyways, if they didn't, basically, I think they just walked across the border back then. I don't think that there was that big a deal with it. If they didn't come here to America and start working here and living here and shit, then my parents would have never met each other, and I would have never been, you know, first. And, like, or if they did meet in Mexico or something, and then I was born in Mexico, I would be speaking Spanish right now and not have anywhere near the amazing shit that has happened to me so far in my life, which is, like, insane. It's like, I don't really see any reason for me to not be successful, is what I'm saying. It's like, if I'm not successful, then I just fucking am really bad at trying to be successful, I guess. But, I mean, if it all boils down to I can't make shit happen on my own, then I'll just find a job that makes me happy. I think I'm just gonna kind of, like, wait at this job until, I mean, unless I see that it looks like I'm, like, delusional that shit's gonna happen for me, and it's just not, then I will just look for another job. But until then, I'll just, like, work at this place and see how this place pans out and do my work on the side, and that's it. But honestly, if I can basically make, even if I can make just make a living off doing what I do, and say this job, they blow up and they get, like, they give me a, like, $300,000 raise, but they ask me for, like, fucking, like, a bunch of shit all the time, annoying me and all this shit, I would probably want to quit and just do what I do and make a living doing what I do and just being completely happy, opposed to being fucking the golden handcuffs. That shit, that's fucking dumb. Fuck that. I don't want to be in that position. But I don't want to be, like, I don't want to get married and have kids and then be in that position, golden handcuffs. I want to figure it out beforehand, figure out how I'm living, how I'm going to live, and then find someone that's okay with that and marry me for that. Which is fucking, I think, a lot more genuine and real of people. Because you can get married and you're completely happy with your wife or whatever, but then your wife's gonna be pissed at you if you're not actually happy with your job, because it's gonna come back to her, probably, because you're gonna be fucking just not happy. But I don't even remember what I was talking about. These are just things that I think. I don't know if any of this shit's real. This is just things that I think of. Don't take anything I say, take it with a grain of salt. If it makes you think, then, you know, think. If it doesn't, and you're like, this kid's fucking stupid, then I'm fucking stupid. That's fine, too. Either or. I don't care. But regardless, I'm happy. Very, very happy in the position I'm in. And very, very aware of the ridiculous opportunity that I have. I think the thing that makes people not realize it is that they are around people in the same situation, so it seems normal to them, so it's, like, not that crazy of a thing that they have this time and this chance to do anything. They're just like, well, I work and I live at home with my parents. Hopefully I can move out to an apartment and I can live in my apartment and bang chicks on the weekend, and that's sick. As opposed to, like, I'm going to just keep my head down. If a girl wants to hang out with me, cool. If not, I'm not sweating it. And focus on building what will make me happy longer right now, as opposed to waiting till I'm, like, way older and just feeling like, oh, I can't do it now. Because even when I'm 26 and I'm still, like, a fucking baby, I understand that. But before I really understood that, I thought to myself, oh, I should have just started it years ago. Oh, I should have started when I first tried. Or, oh, I should have actually tried when I first did it. Or when I first tried. Because I've tried to do shit on my own, like, I don't know how many times. But my dumb ass fucking didn't do it right at all. I just would make shit and put it out and not put it out repetitively and not boost it here and not pay for it to be anywhere and just put it out and that's it. And the funny, there's a really fucking funny thing. I put a little bit of money into one of the apps that I made. That's like tacos, like Taco Tuesday app. And like a little bit of money into it, like $8. And the amount of profile visits I got from that $8 was like 8,000 or 5,000 profile visits from that $8. And I was like, whoa. I was like, that fucking post did fucking real good. Like, what the fuck? And then I realized, shit, I need to boost that again. But on Tuesday, so tomorrow, tonight, I'm going to make a piece of content for it. I might have to go get tacos or something because it's called Free Taco Tuesday. It's a little app that I made that's a sticker app and it has like unlockable stickers or whatever. And get that piece of content, go and fucking bash. No, wait, hold on. I think I need to boost the same piece of content that I boosted before. But then I have another piece of content that's already boosted right now. So, I don't know. I wish I could have multiple links in my bios, but I don't fucking know. But anyways, yeah, I don't know. I still have to figure that out. I'm literally just got stuck on it right now, so I'll figure that out and shit. But yeah, but then a bunch of other shit that I posted is like, oh, this, you put $50 into this and you got 500 profile visits. Oh, you put like $90 into this and you got like 300 profile visits. I'm like, oh, that's pretty good. 300 for $90. That's pretty good. But then I saw that and I was like, wait. 8,000 profile or 5,000 profile visits from $8. Like, what the fuck? Like, that one's good. People like that. Fuck. I need to fucking boost that shit again, but with like fucking $80. Like, fuck. Like, I'm fucking stupid. Like, I feel like I just now, like, kind of see what the fuck it is that I was doing wrong. And now I'm going to correct it by, I don't know. I'm going to still DM a shit ton of people. But after tomorrow, or after tomorrow, when I look at my analytics to see how my sales went for today for the dance app, because I boosted something that did really well on its own on my Instagram. I'm going to check and see how the sales went, I guess. Yeah, how the sales went. And then if that kind of makes sense that I spent $50, but I made whatever X amount of dollars from the app, that I bought or whatever, then maybe, that will, you know, generate some money for me to be like, okay, so, I just got hit by a piece of cardboard, on the freeway. That scared me. But then I could go ahead and see, like, okay, well, that worked. So I'm going to find this post that did well on its own, and then boost these. And then that's so, oh, my God, it makes so much sense. I'm so stupid. I don't know why. It's, like, it's so obvious. And it's so obvious. It's so not obvious until it is. And right now that's where I am. It wasn't obvious to me that I should boost the one that did really well on its own. And now that I see that it did really well on its own, I'm like, oh, fuck, it's so obvious that I should have boosted it the whole fucking time instead of just making all this shit nonstop and boosting all this shit first try. And instead of seeing that, oh, that one that did work for a little bit that I kind of boosted, would do really well if I just boosted it again. So, yeah, I'm gonna do that. Which is basically, boosting is like paying Instagram to post to put it in other people's feed a lot. But anyways, I'm starting to get kind of lightheaded because I'm just talking a lot. So I'm just gonna focus on driving, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Sorry, today got broken up into two podcasts. I didn't know how I did that. I fucked it up. I don't know. But yes. I love you. You should love you. And don't stop doing. What is it? Oh, I put that. Never stop creating. Seriously. Because, like, that's just how I feel. Never stop creating. Like, seriously. Never stop creating this shit. Never stop. And, that's what I put on my app in the screenshot. On the first screenshot, it says never stop creating. And I think I'm going to, every update that I do to any of my other apps, I'm going to put that into the screenshots. Never stop creating. Because I believe that that is very much so very key in, I don't know, fucking everything. Never stop creating. So, alright. Love you. Bye.